There are many people in the world who really don't understand. Freedom has many difficulties, but we have never had to put a wall up to keep our people in. Freedom is indivisible. And when one man is enslaved, all are not free.
Modern war has become a struggle for men's minds as well as for their bodies. Today we face an enemy who spends enormous sums of money and manpower all over the globe in an attempt to subvert the thinking of the people of the free world, to confuse, to divide, and ultimately to subjugate.
It is a contest unlike any we have ever faced in our history as a nation.
Contest for the minds and hearts of people around the world, all people.
When power corrupts, poetry cleanses. We must never forget that art is not a form of propaganda. It is a form of truth.
Psychologists find that control of emotion can be gained by understanding the stimulus-response pattern.
Many everyday things become associated with these primary stimuli, partly by a process called conditioning.
It's a strange, shadowy world of the doctored photograph, the misquotation, the insinuation, and the lie.
I think of fire in connection with emotion.
Cause, effect.
You've got to get a hold of yourself.
We will have to work together. You'll have to help.
We'll light our country and all who serve it. And the glow from that fire can truly light the world.
Yes, in modern warfare, our military leaders are finding that words and ideas are highly effective weapons.
Forged out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Friday, May 3rd, 2024. I'm Luigi, and this is...
Bo de Shastatas.
Awesome. Welcome. What are we going to talk about today? First, move along, Chud, then just to go explore the world, bro. And for the finale, they're absolutely losing their minds. Eat shit, guys, because that's the show. Thank you for joining us. First thread, move along, Chud. Second Boeing whistleblower dies within 2 months. Joshua Dean, who warned of manufacturing defects in Playmaker's 737 MAX, has developed pneumonia. Yes, pneumonia, that word, pneumonia, following a fast-moving infection. Sure, of course. Definitely yes. Didn't Anne-Hero. Definitely Anne-Hero'd pneumonia. Definitely. Definitely not Boeing.
Yeah, definitely
taking care
not.
Of the loose end.
Oh, good grief. Well, apparently they've weaponized pneumonia.
They have a pneumonia gun. They have a pneumonia gun. Maybe I have it right now. They've sickened Lou with the pneumonia gun.
Maybe. Pneumonia. He's only 45.
45 pneumonia. Yeah, I don't.
45 dying of pneumonia. That's
don't
really
let him put
odd.
You on a vent. Don't let him put you on a ventilator. Don't ever let him put you on a ventilator.
Yeah.
Simple as.
But now this thread should have how many replies? Come on, this should have what 300 replies, right, Lou? Right? This is 4chan. We're all over this, right?
Oh, yeah, the second dead whistleblower, the Boeing, the schizo theories. It should be like 300 replies. Oh, wait, it's only 4 replies. Wow. 4
yeah.
replies.
That's oof.
Oh, and one of the replies is the OP. So we didn't, like, 2 replies.
Yeah, one of two them's replies. A meme flag. The...
Oof.
Oof.
Oof. Oof. Quality.
Quality. Quality threads here on 4chan.
Whatever. On to the actual show. Traveling Egypt and want to go home early. I've been in Egypt for a week and I'm already desperate to go home. I really hate to say this, but it's the worst place I've ever been and I'm hating every second of it. I was told there'd be constant harassment, but I thought every 5 minutes would be reasonable. Nice grammar here. I assume he meant like he didn't think it would be every 5 minutes.
Now, wait a minute. This is Old Mother Dim Dyke V2.
Oh, nice. Old Mother Dim Dyke. Ooh, okay.
So this is a chick. Wonderful. Make sure you understand. This is a whammon, a dyke.
Yeah, okay. It really is constant. Every single second you're in public, someone's asking you for money. They see a Western person and think, walking ATM machine. One guy told us today that $10 in their money is nothing for us, but for him, it'll find his family. I assume she means feed his family. Nice fucking spelling and grammar, Dyke. I can make $10 go a long way, too, and feed my family. I earn minimum wage and live near the poverty line in the UK. I tried explaining the UK isn't some haven. There's currently no jobs, wages haven't moved in years, cost of living skyrocketed. I could barely keep up with my own life, and yet he looked to me like I was mad. They genuinely believe no one in the UK is in poverty, and we all live in extreme luxury. I've seen several dead kittens in the street, starving and suffering dogs. I saw a woman stone a dog until it was screaming. The amount of work animals suffering is insane. I'm really, really struggling having to witness all the animal abuse. Everyone from the street sellers to the police attempt to scam you. I spoke to a child street seller to eventually work out he was only 4 years old. The noise does not stop ever. I've got about 10 hours of sleep in 1 week. If there's an earthquake, most of these buildings will come down. A lot of buildings look like there's barely any brick and it's barely been fixed together. There are people that just sat there chilling having a chat in the middle of the motorway. There are not car lanes. People drive wherever they want. People have all sorts of building materials, furniture piled up, cows unsecured, balancing on top of the car. Every car is bashed up. Car collisions are not a big deal. What a fucking hellscape of destruction and diversity.
Sounds like she's not enjoying diversity.
Yeah, well, that is diversity. You get what you ask for, and that's diversity.
That's diversity.
The power of diversity. Yeah.
That's their culture. That's their culture. You're being racist. She's being racist.
Yeah, I don't get... Some of the nuggets out of this are the police and street sellers try to scam you. Everybody tries to scam you.
Well, of course. It's fucking Egypt. And you're white. Everybody's going to scam you. And you're a white woman? Oh, you're fucked.
Yeah. Animal cruelty. They have no morals. They have no conscience.
They're just trying to get by. And they're
walking husks of human beings. They're like walking animals. They're all animals.
They are not white people. She went to Egypt expecting it to be like anywhere else in white America or UK.
White civilization.
She's from the UK. She expected it to be like going to Europe, going to anywhere that is white civilization.
Europe's shitty.
Yeah, I've never been, but...
Europe's shitty. France is literally shit in the streets. France is literally nothing but shit in the streets.
I watched a tour of what Paris looks like, and I watched
it's awful.
An hour long just somebody driving through the streets of Paris, and it was absolutely horrid.
I don't need
to go to Paris, thank you very much. I can go to Chicago anytime.
That's
what it looked like. It was bad.
It's embarrassing. As a nation, that should embarrass you.
It really should.
America embarrasses me. The state of our cities embarrasses me. San Francisco and all the Democrat-run shitholes. It embarrasses me.
Every fucking city in America has become an embarrassment. But yeah, she went to Egypt thinking it was going to be a white civilization, and it's not. And it's not at all. And it's a bit of a culture shock when you realize that everybody is out to scam you because that's their culture.
Yeah, this Finishanon says, so are things like that there because the Egyptian soil is different, or is it because of the people there? Did this Redditor work up any conclusion to this? Probably not, I doubt it.
Yeah.
Highly doubt it.
Was it the magic dirt that makes the people better? Good grief.
It's the people, and it's the diversity. It's because they're all fucking shitskins, that's why.
It's a bunch of fucking sand niggers. It's a bunch of fucking sand niggers and actual niggers. I mean, it's Egypt, so there are actual niggers there. It's sand niggers and niggers. A mix.
They have no morals. They're like evil people. They're just people. The weakness of whites is our morality and our empathy. Like, we are people. Like, we are fucking human. Okay, and other races are less than that. They are fucking evil people with no fucking conscience, no moral. That's why they litter and they don't give a fuck about what they do.
Exactly, and that's why
they don't feel those emotions.
They don't feel those emotions, and as white people, we put those emotions on them. We put that empathy on them. We think, oh, well, no, it's just niggers can learn. Niggers are just like white people. No, they're not.
Yes. That's exactly it.
The vast majority really, really are not. Okay, so you got that 1 out of 100, 1 out of 1,000, that magic nigger who acts like a white guy, kind of.
Dreamy.
Okay?
the paradoxical nigger.
But that magical nigger should be leading the niggers, not coming over to white society. The magic niggers should be over in Niggerville leading the niggers.
Dude, like, Yee's the perfect example. Yee's up there talking, preaching about the Jews and shit. And then there's some fucking sheboons up there talking over him and shit. And he's like, shut the fuck up, bitch. I'm about to excise you from the room. It's like these people are fucking animals and they're trying to fucking speak and lead their people, and their people are fucking dumb.
Well, yeah, and that's just it. But you need those dumb animals to be leading the dumb animals because they understand how to communicate with each other.
I agree. I want them to. I want.
That's why niggers did better when we had segregated education. Do you know how much better education was when we had segregated education? We had something like an 80% literacy rate among blacks.
Blacks teaching their own people and stuff, they like that better anyways. And they had their own stock market at a time, and it was super successful. And the fucking Jews didn't like that, so they burnt it down to the ground.
Exactly.
Okay? So,
exactly.
I mean, when niggers do their own thing with their niggers, it's successful. And they, you know, whatever, do your own thing.
Let us do our own thing. Have your nigger shines and what have you. But it's going to be different.
Yeah. And it's always Jews that fucking ruin it all and burn it all to the ground, man. Every time, and they play it off like it's whites, and it's not.
Oh, yeah, and it takes a buttload of fucking research into anything to find the fucking Jew behind it.
Yeah.
Once you start finding the Jew behind things, that's all you start looking for. Once you see that every time, it's like, okay, well, another thing happened. Let's see which Jew caused this, and let's go hunting for kikes. Okay, where's the kike? Look, there's the kike.
It's a little bit of that shady science where you're looking for the result that matches your predisposed notion. Okay, which is bad. It's bad science. But in the terms of the Jews, it just always tends to fucking work out.
Once you notice it. You can't help but keep noticing, and then you just start looking for it because you've noticed. And once you've noticed, you can't help but look for them.
Yeah, let me take this as a second to say, Primus said that he's printing out flyers right now, and he's going to go hand them out at the UC campus. So props to fucking Primus actually going and doing real-life activism and spreading the fucking flyers. So, you know.
Very good, Primus.
Props,
good job,
man.
Way to go.
Props, dude.
Props, dude. Yes. Way to go. That's... Hell yeah.
That's what we gotta do. He's doing Trump-Biden flyers. So Trump and Biden, both bad. Which is fine with me.
They're both controlled by kikes. I mean, I admit that both are controlled by kikes to some degree or another, but I agree that if I'm going to vote for one of them, I'm going to vote for Trump.
If he has a flyer for both Biden and Trump, he gives you both of them. I feel like that's a good play because you're not hitting either side. You're hitting both sides. It's like, fuck both of them. Fuck everybody.
You're pointing out the kike. That's what we need to do because that's what these protests are ripe for. As soon as you start seeing the Jew, you start connecting it everywhere.
And if they start fucking claiming you're a Nazi, dude, just spin that onto the Jews. Be like, no, the Jews are the Nazis. Just use their own stupid logic. And get, like, dude, do their spinny little logic, whatever. And just be like, I love you, and I'm here to be, support you guys, and I'm just handing out information. Just be nice and kind, and always point it back to the fucking Jews. And try not to, like, belittle these people or yell, like, fuck you at them, because even if they're being mean to you. Because you gotta understand, these people are literally fighting the Jews right now. That's literally what this is. These protests are them fucking calling the Jews out. This is the battle. Exactly. Man, why are you gonna fight on the side of the Jews? It makes no sense.
No sense, like, whatsoever. You gotta teach them more about how awful the Jew is. Okay, you found out how horrible these Zionist Jews are? Oh, wait until I tell you about the diaspora.
And there are these counter-protesters I'm seeing on TV, and I'm going to say counter-protesters because they don't look Jewish. They look like white boys that are part of frats that are being controlled by Jews, but it's like white frat boys that are like Trump MAGAs. It's weird, and it's like boomer children. I don't know how to explain it. It's like boomer white boy frat boys.
They're just comically for Trump.
Comically for Trump, and they're for Israel, and they're for, it's like weird boomer politics. I don't know how to explain it. They're all frat boys.
It's
and
the neocons. They're doing
counter protests. Yeah, it's weird. It's the derp MAGA. Neocons.
Yeah,
derp MAGA. It's literal, it's the MAGA I don't associate with. Whenever people are like, you're part of MAGA, I'm like, fuck no, I'm not a part of MAGA. Like, this is MAGA that I am not a part of, man. These people are fucking retarded.
That's just it. So the frat boy crap, that just goes to show you that all those fraternities are controlled by Jews.
I'm
just going to point that out right there, because everyone, when you go to college, everyone, you know, you're pledging to this fraternity, that fraternity, what have you, sororities. This proves they are all controlled by Jews, because who is coming out against the Israel protest? The frats.
Yes, and fraternities are basically kind of like a form of Freemasonry type shit. It's Freemasonry type clubhouse bullcrap. And all these people, they inherit these, like, even if not all of them are Jews, I bet you there's Jews in those white fraternities, and those are the people that give them the goody-goodies. Like, sometimes these frats get their houses donated to them, they get the land donated to them, they get all these fucking benefits, and
yeah, because it's blah, 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 blah. You got your fraternity members who, you've got an 80-year-old billionaire who is a fraternity member who's going to be having lunch with you sometime this year. I mean, seriously, that is the type of connections that fraternities have. And this coming out just shows you that the fraternities are in fact controlled by kikes.
Yes.
And that is why kikes control everything, because they have their hand, they get their filthy fingers into everybody in college. And everybody who's anybody in the business world or in the government world, in politics, goes to college.
It's just, it's disheartening seeing crowds of white boys, white men, that are fighting for these Jews. And I know they're not Jewish. I know these white boys are not Jewish. They're just fucking misguided.
They're just brainwashed Zionists. They're evangelical Christian boys who have been brainwashed to support Zionism and to support Zion, because they think that in supporting the kikes doing their thing, that's how you bring back the Messiah. Not understanding that the Messiah has already come, and the kikes have just twisted some shit. So, but that's getting into biblical prophecy crap.
Jews do not believe Jesus is the Messiah or that the Messiah has come yet. So Christians thinking that this is going to be the second coming of Jesus and stuff, like, the Jews don't believe in fucking Jesus, you idiots. Okay, yeah. They hate Jesus. They spit on Jesus. What are you fucking talking about? They think he's a fraud.
Exactly. So
I don't know what.
They're waiting for the real Messiah, not Jesus. Yeah,
and it'll be a Jew. It'll be a fucking Jew. It won't be fucking. It won't be Jesus.
Exactly. So yeah.
Final thread of the day. I'm fucking tired of constantly needing to check if everyone I interact with hates Jews. I'm a Jewish Zionist. Live in New York City, but not very active in Jewish circles, mostly because I have social anxiety, imposter syndrome, and yes, I should find a therapist. I'm constantly vetting every event I attend and every date I might potentially go on. I'm tired of being surprised by someone's IG post about brave students at the encampments after they had the gall to come to my Hanukkah party. I'm tired of checking with my newly engaged friend about the guest list of their wedding. Dude, going through your friend's guest list? Go fuck yourself, Jew.
Fuck yourself, you fucking kite. Oh my
that's
god.
That's insanity.
That is so bad. Fuck you, you fucking kite. Oh my god.
I am tired of wanting to go on a camping trip with my friends, but since I've not personally. You're tired of wanting to go on a camping trip? What do you. But since I've not personally asked every single person about their stance on Israel, I don't know if it'll be a safe space. He's getting exhausted, like, thinking, like, there's this fun camping trip my friends want to take me on, but the goyim might hate me. The goyim might hate me.
The goyim might hate me. My God. My God. The Jeez. Let's keep. Oh, my God.
The anxiety. I'm tired of watching and apprehension when people look at my Megan David.
That's the star they wear. The kike star, I think.
Are you serious? Why do they call it the Megan David? What the fuck's behind that? What is that? The fuck is that? Stealth star.
Is that talk. I think that's the star.
It's gotta be. It's gotta be.
It sounds like Star of David,
the
Megan
star of
David.
David
that sounds
yeah.
right, yeah.
Yeah. No, it's probably just some stealthy way for them to talk about it. They're always doing that. They're always playing with fucking language, trying to hide.
Yeah.
Or pity fuck us somehow. I am tired of being excited about a friend coming to visit and wondering if I should ask them about their views now or wait till I see them in person. I'm tired of assuming everyone is a latent anti-Semite who's just hiding their views from me. I'm tired of needing to explain why Jews have a right to exist and a right to a homeland. You don't have a right to slaughtering Palestinians for a slice of land that really isn't yours, you assholes. Really.
Exactly. You have no right to genocide the Palestinians, to steal the land from them just because you say so. You fucking kikes. And this whole diatribe is why I hate kikes. This right here is why I hate kikes. Because no matter what they fucking say to your face, behind your back, they still think of you as other.
Yeah, and they do it in Hebrew. They talk about it in Hebrew. When they're sitting around the table speaking in Hebrew with each other, because that's what they do, okay? That's their language. They yep. speak in Hebrew. They talk down on you.
Oh, yeah.
On us.
Well, I mean, just look at this. This person is ranting in a fairly public Reddit way here and thinks that this diatribe is perfectly fine. I mean, can you imagine a white person talking about their friends who aren't white like this?
We have a reason, though. We would actually have a fucking reason because the Jews have fucking put a campaign on us to where we literally fear for our goddamn lives around niggers and shit.
Exactly.
And we fear for our lives.
But
we have a reason to be scared.
We didn't fucking say that because we are actually afraid for our fucking lives. And this fucking kike is putting on this show like, I am so hunted, I am so persecuted, I have to worry about who's gonna be at my friend's wedding, they might not like me! Fuck you, fucking kike!
Yeah.
I can't go on a camping trip because somebody might be against Zionism! Fucking kike! Seriously, how full of yourself, you fucking kike!
And you know, the way he's talking about it too, he hides it. So, like, his friends will say something like, the students, blah, 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 blah. And the kike won't confront him about it. He'll just, like, slurk into the shadows and be like, oh, this one's against me as well. Like, they're fucking scummy little motherfuckers.
Oh, I know.
They don't tell... What Jews will do is you'll do something, like, say something to their face and confront them about something. They'll just, like, nod along and be like, yeah, I'm sorry. I was so wrong. And then you'll be like, okay, and then you'll go away. And then when they're alone, they'll be like, that fucking goyim, I was right. Blah, 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 he was wrong. Like, that's what they fucking do. Yeah. So they'll just go along, they'll trick you, and then go do the opposite. They're fucking evil.
They really are. And, I mean, that's quite literally in Hitler's book, slowly I began to hate, because he'd have an argument, and he'd think he'd won, and the next day, they'd come back, and they'd act like you said nothing yesterday.
It's a part of their fucking genome, man. It's a part of their being. They're inbred evil fucks, man. And these traits are just a part of who they are.
And what's funny is every villain in every, like, fairy tale that white people have ever written is a fucking kike.
Yeah, demons. The demons in Japan are kikes. And I got some, like, there's some big kikery going down in Japan right now. Big kikery. We're talking, like, I got some, like, insider fucking scoopo info on shit. And we're talking the U.S. ambassador is in Japan right now, meeting with lots of people up in the financial sector. So we got right now.
Yeah.
He's meeting with all these people. And I just got insider, someone happened to see him, okay? So you won't hear about that on any fucking news station.
Yeah.
Crazy. So, I mean, shit's going down right now where they're buying, they're fucking Japan in the ass. That's with the yen and shit tanking. They're doing shenanigans behind the scenes right now to keep the U.S. economy afloat long enough. That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
People are meeting behind the scenes right now to fuck Japan.
Yeah. Yeah, Japan's getting fucked, and Japan did nothing. There's no reason to fuck Japan as hard as we're fucking Japan. They're just doing it because they can.
They're doing it because there's no other option. There's no someone has to be patsy, and Europe's being the patsy right now for the Ukraine war. They can't really tap them in. They're already all the way tapped. Europe and Germany, they're tapped out. They're done, man. They're done, son. So they need someone else to tap now. So now they're tapping Japan.
Oh, yeah. And what is it? Nigeria is going to rise up to be tapped next. That's why Nigeria went on a gold standard. Just so
you know. When this fucking implodes, guys, everyone is going down. Everyone is going down. Europe's going down. Japan's going down. America, dude, the West will be fucking finished. And they're going to use it to try and take control of everything and make one central bank to rule it all.
BRICS, the rise of BRICS, definitely, that's the mm-hmm. downfall of Western, the hegemony, the money, the dollar. The rise of BRICS definitely, as soon as they started doing that, as soon as the economic warfare against Russia backfired, that pretty much guaranteed what we're seeing now. It's kind of hilarious.
It's bad. It's bad.
It's bad.
It's bad. There's some talk of them reducing rates again. If they reduce rates, that will be the red flag sign that it's all done and over, because that's territory they can't do that. And that them doing that is a sign that they're fucked, and they're doing whatever they can just to get another day.
Yeah.
That's the red flag that everything's about to crumble, because that's a nuclear option. That's their nuclear option. That's what I'm getting at. That's their nuclear fucking option, and they can't use that. And if they do use that, we'll know stuff's really bad.
Yeah, you're right.
At least right now, people would say, the people on the other side would say, well, everything's going so well, and that's why they're reducing rates. Dude, bull fucking shit. Dude, stuff's so bad right now, it's worse than it's ever been. If it was actually getting better and then they reduced rates, okay, I could understand that. But it's as worse as it's ever been right now. And if they reduce rates when it's as worse as it's ever been, that's a red flag. So just keep an eye out for that.
Yeah, probably coming. It is just that bad. And yeah, I think you're completely right.
there's a lot of people posting threads from R Jewish and other places about the college students being pestered and pushed and writing being on the wall, etc. Just really great.
It is really great.
Tidbits.
I mean, I complain about the state of the fucking board because it's all fucking Reddit and Twitter today and trash. I mean, we literally did two fucking Reddit threads for the show, man.
Yeah.
The board is shit.
There's a lot of Jews out right now. There's a lot of Jews on 4chan right now, and you can tell because you'll get the Columbia University protest threads, and it'll be made by a Jew. So it'll be everyone laughing at the Jews, and it's made by a Jew laughing at the fucking protesters.
Yeah.
That's where we're at right now. It's just kikes seething and everyone laughing at the kikes.
Yeah. Well, and if you look at the board, you get a lot of coon bait. You got, I mean, seriously, there's a lot of, and a lot of just Reddit. It's.
Yeah. Reddit and Twitter. A lot of Reddit and Twitter. Yeah.
A lot of Reddit and Twitter and a lot of just Coon bait.
Also, Nick Fuentes has not been reinstated yet. It's been a full day. He's still not unsuspended. So I don't know. I think Elon Musk thought he was going to unban Nick. And he went to his Jewish CEO. And he's like, unban Nick, please. And she's like, no. And Elon's probably like, what? So I think Elon's dealing with that right now.
Yeah, I wonder if he's going to have to fire her.
This will be an awakening for him. This will be an awakening for him because he's going to be like, why can't I bring him back? He definitely fucked the Jew. He definitely fucked these people. The thing is, I don't think people understand. He interacts with these people on a day-to-day basis. He thinks these are good people. He thinks these are good people and they're his friends. But it's only because all he's surrounded by are Jews. Because he's a successful businessman and these are all rich people. And a lot of rich people are fucking kikish. So yeah. He's just naturally overexposed to Jews.
Yeah, and he doesn't understand that they all hate him for not being a Jew.
Yeah, but...
They're happy to use him, but they hate him.
The Jews are scared more than anything of Trump, of Elon being in the same room as Nick Fuentes for a couple minutes because it'll blow his mind just like it blew Trump's mind. Yeah. Everyone says that Trump loved Nick Fuentes.
Yeah, because he did. Because Nick Fuentes has a lot going for him. He just needs to continue to grow up. From the get-go, 90% of my issue with Nick Fuentes is just he's very young, immature, and I hope the Laura Loomer thing makes him less scared of women, man.
Let me slightly defend Trump right now with all the kikish dick sucking he's doing. You have to understand, guys, they have the fucking power, okay? They have the power, and these riots prove it more than anything. When the nigger riots were going down where they were literally burning down America, cops were kneeling and we were not allowed to call in the National Guard. And remember when we talked about calling this National Guard and then there were all these articles about the fucking, is it just a right to use the National Guard on protesters and blah, 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 blah. Well, they're fucking using it right now. Instantly. Why? Because it's Israel. Because it's fucking Israel. And it's waking the fucking, these leftists up, man. It's waking them up. Even though they were on the fucking side of the niggers, it's still waking them up because they're like, oh, what? They are using National Guard instantly in this case. They are cracking down on us instantly in this case. They are using lawfare in this case to try and shut us down.
Yeah, so, why can't we protest this? They don't understand. They're getting the January 6th treatment, and yes. They've never gotten that before.
So this is waking people up, and this is shifting the landscape of everything right now. Everything's changing.
If
we just continue to kind of the thing is this momentum, they're going to try really hard to nub this momentum in the ass with all these with these immense crackdowns they're doing. But the momentum has to stay going long enough to where it overlaps with when the crash happens. And I don't know if that's even possible, but the fucking Summer of Love riots went on for so long. If the momentum could just stay up for just a couple months, man. I feel like that'll be enough.
I think you're right. It is. I mean, it's spring. We are right in the good seasons. College, the semester is going to be ending in the next couple weeks here, just about everywhere across the country. The timing couldn't be more perfect
This is the thing. This is a natural protest. This is like the opposite of the BLM protests. The BLM protests was all like finagled and financed and pushed. This is like a natural protest that's stemming up because of Jew bullshit hate, which we agree with. And they're trying to snub it out as fast as possible so that it's not the riot that overtakes the summer.
Exactly. They want a different riot for the summer, mm-hmm. and all we need to do is prolong this so that the two riots, they mingle. Because if we can get whatever the summer riot coming is to be an anti-Jew riot on top of whatever the fuck it is...
The hate will overlap. The Jewish hate will overlap because it's the same people. Exactly. The people crashing our government are Jews. So if we just keep the hate going long enough, the hate's going to over fucking lap and multiply. That's the thing.
That's what we on 4chan know. It's always the fucking Jews behind everything. Yes. So if you can just keep people noticing the fucking Jew for long enough, they will see, that's the f***ing Jew too. We're just protesting more Jewish bullshit.
It will amplify and multiply, and that's what the fucking Jews are so scared of right now, and what they're doing everything in their power to crack down and stop it now.
Crack down, the more people they wake up. That's just it. They're fucked. Because if they let the protests go on, that will attract more supporters because it's an actual good cause to protest for. But cracking down on the protesters, as hard as they are, is going to garner more attention because why can't we protest this?
Mm-hmm.
No matter what they do, they're fucked. This movement's going to spread. It's organic enough. It's organic. It's actually organic. People are waking up. Yeah. They see the fucking kike. I'm excited.
Yeah. The kikes are going to accelerate towards their prophecy because they have no other fucking choice. And in that acceleration, it'll just be more of our chance to expose them. And it literally is going to be a battle between the Jews ruling the world and not ruling the world. So we need to go towards the outcome where they do not win.
Yeah, we need to go to the outcome where the Jews do not win, even if that means we go back, you know, to, I don't know, even if that means we're stuck in steampunk for a couple of decades because, whatever, the power grid goes down and we can't get it for a couple of decades.
Well, you would have your robo waifu problem solved instantly. Fucking no more robo waifus. God damn it. We can have a robo waifu future without Jews and with technology and stuff.
You go for the steampunk robo waifu, okay?
The clockwork robo waifu.
Exactly, the clockwork one. They had a Doctor Who episode with that. She was really cool.
Okay, that's the show. Clockwork Robo Waifus. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Please like, comment, subscribe.
Men will never be women. Women will never be men. Have fun surfing the slide, guys.
Have fun surfing the slide. Have a good day. Bye.
The U.S. government can't go bankrupt because we can print our own money.
It obviously begs the question, why exactly are we borrowing in a currency that we print ourselves? I'm waiting for someone to stand up and say, why do we borrow our own currency in the first place?
Like you said, they print the dollar. So why does the government even borrow?
Well, some of this stuff gets... some of the language and concepts are just confusing. I mean, the government definitely prints money, and it definitely lends that money, which is why the government definitely prints money, and then it lends that money by selling bonds. Is that what they do? They sell bonds. Yeah, they sell bonds, right? Because they sell bonds, and people buy the bonds and lend them the money. Yeah, so. A lot of times, at least to my ear with MMT, the language and the concepts can be kind of unnecessarily confusing, but there is no question that the government prints money and then it uses that money to, I don't get it. I don't know what they're talking about, like, because it's like, the government clearly prints money, it does it all the time, and it clearly borrows, otherwise we wouldn't be having this debt and deficit conversation. So I don't think there's anything confusing there.